Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
We're very happy to continue our new regular feature on the Roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, Checking In with the Public Humanities. It's our chance to check in with the Humanities Councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas about what they do and how that does indeed matter. This morning, we spotlight the New Hampshire Humanities Council and their Connections Adult Literary Program and a new project, which is called The Story of a Pumpkin, which is an English Nepali picture book produced by the council. Joining us this morning to tell us more, we welcome Terry Farish, who is the Connections Program Director with the New York Humanities Council. And we also welcome Tika Acharya, who is the Executive Director of the Bhutanese Community of New Hampshire. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you both with us.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be here.
Terry, give us a sense of how this particular project came on the radar of the New Hampshire Humanities Council.
Well, the Humanities Council Connections Program supports many immigrants and refugees as they develop their English language skills. And we had the idea of creating a book that was in the language of the largest group that we have found are settling in New Hampshire, and those were people from Bhutan who had been in refugee camps in Nepal for many, many years. And we wanted to create a text that was in two languages so that people who were learning English could be learning the English from a story that they know very well. That's their own story that they told to us, which took us down this path of collecting folk tales.
And Tika, tell us a little bit about this story. As I mentioned, it is the story of a pumpkin, a traditional tale from Bhutan. And tell us a little bit about this story and maybe even your connection with it.
Storytelling is really a great tool for for people in our community to engage adult and children and of all ages together. So when Terry came to me with this idea, I really endorsed it and supported in a sense, and marketed that in the community. We have, even without the book, people, engage. So our primary objective is to engage people in something which is very productive. So productive here in the sense when the kid, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, they are engaged in the storytelling, their intellectual capacity will go so high. And when you tell the story a couple of times, the kids will share that story in the school with their friends. And so it's such a great moment. And, there are several secondary objectives on this program. Is refugees, when they are here, if they are idle and they don't do anything, there are a lot of depressions and, negative thoughts. It come along because that's a great challenge for them to integrate at the moment. But if they have something to share with their kids and they get engaged, and the kids, after all, engage the parents sometime, with ask what, how did it come? And that make more, that creates better environment at home and in the community, so that we feel people are engaged, not in negative thought, but they always engage people. And the kids have a wonderful time, and that ultimate creates, as I mentioned, develop their listening skills, develop their intellectual capacity, and also, share that with their peers, outside in the community. So I felt, this is a, very innovative idea, and finally, Humanities Council made it happen. And I have seen, I've visited some of the families right now and parents, sitting with the kids and sharing these stories. And exactly what I dreamed of, the one of the small 4 years old was asking so many questions after what happened with the story. When the story is over, what happened after that? a lot of things was happening, and I felt, oh, I think we met our objective. This is something that we are looking for. So that's all about. And we are very much, you know, kind of passionate on doing this type of innovative work with other agencies as well. But Humanities Council is our strong partner.
Mm. Terry, talk a little bit about now that the book is published, how you have made it available and are making it available to readers, and also how communities have responded to it.
We are making the book available to literacy programs and public libraries and schools here in New Hampshire free, although the book is available nationally through the University Press of New England, who are distributing it. But here we are sending it to every school that requests a copy in every library. We know the book is being used not just in the Bhutanese community, but in story times in public libraries across the state. There's been such an interest in the book because people are using it to explore the different groups of immigrants that have come to the state. And here's our most current immigrant group, and here's a folktale that can be used to tell this one story, one part of the story of the Bhutanese as they've come to New Hampshire. We really wanted to go back to a story. We wanted to solicit stories from the elders who were remembering a good time in their lives when they were young and they first heard stories while they were working in the cardamom fields and other fields where the labor happened, and storytelling was a way to get through the work. And so this story is a cherished one amongst the Bhutanese people, as opposed to perhaps maybe the story of becoming a refugee. We wanted to go to a story that was from a good time that could be shared with joy. And now that we're sharing it with joy, the schools have been adopting the book. There is a big movement with the Common Core Standards in Education, and we created an educator's guide using this folktale to adapt to the Common Core Standards, so it can be used to develop all those skills that are being sought to achieve in schools. For instance, it's been a model for a middle school class to go home and collect stories from their families, and if the families are speaking other languages, to collect the story in the mother tongue with the family and then translate it into English and tell the story to their classmates. They've done digital storytelling with this folktale and created adaptations. So the book has been embraced, and we're so excited.
I shouldn't bury the lead here, but the book is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's a really beautiful production.
Thank you. It was also illustrated by a Bhutanese refugee living in Laconia, New Hampshire, as well as a story coming from a refugee in Laconia, New Hampshire. So the entire production is with people sharing their own culture with the Humanities Council to create the book.
Tika, tell us a little bit about the refugees in New Hampshire and why this population is emerging.
You know, this is a little bit of a different story. We are a little over 2,000 in population. The Bhutanese refugees we have started coming in the state in early 2008. Refugees state, leaving Bhutan because of political problem in 1989-1990, and spent, over 20 years of time in the refugee camp in Nepal, which is in the border of India. And then, in 2007, the United States and other developed countries, made a proposal to the refugees for interested, and, they can come here and resettle legally. So out of 130,000 people, people jump into this opportunity we're looking for an identity, we're looking for an estate, for a citizenship where we would like to be proud of, a country which could really help us. So we came to United States over 75,000 now have already come to the United States in different states. So in New Hampshire, we are around 2,100. We are expecting to, get refugees. Most cases are relatives, reunion cases from the refugee camp. We used to get like over 500 to 600 every year, but that number has come down to around 250 to 300 or maybe around 350 now. So this is the scenario. I expect as a post-resettlement agency representative, I expect that our number will be of around 3,000 plus by 2015. And we do the post-resettlement program. Basic, primary resettlement work is being done by the resettlement agencies. We have two in New Hampshire, Lutheran Social Services and International Institute. And then what our role is, we partner with them and kind of in transition phase when refugees, their services becoming more funneled down and limited when refugees, crosses their 7-8 months of their stay in the city, we kind of take these cases and help them, navigate with available resources in the community, connect with them with the employers, connect with them other resources where they can develop their training program and develop their skills, go to colleges, and ultimately, these people will become productive citizens. And we already have started becoming that because we pay tax, we started some businesses here, and we employed people. So we are already part of the mainstream community, but when new people are coming in, we know what is what's their want are and what's their needs are. We were culturally appropriate, agency and our staff are trained and understands the feelings of our refugees and try to be with them in the initial phase so that, they can be well integrated and have a, quality of life.
Well, the name of the project, the English Nepali Picture Book, produced by the New Hampshire Humanities Council, is entitled The Story of a Pumpkin, a Traditional Tale from Bhutan. You can find out more information about the project and about the New Hampshire Humanities Council by going to their website. It's www.nhhc, New Hampshire Humanities Council, nhhc.org to find out more information. Terry Farish is the Connections Program Director for the New Hampshire Humanities Council. Tika Asharia is the Executive Director of the Bhutanese Community of New Hampshire. Tika and Terry, I thank you very much for being with us and sharing this morning.
Thank you, Joe. This was so delightful to get to tell you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe, for this opportunity to speak about, about us and what we aspire to be a productive citizen in the United States.
A great pleasure. Best of luck to you, and thank you very much for spending time with us. Again, you can find out more information by going to www.nhhc.org. The segment has been part of our new series, Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.